From Spark and Anvil, an Equation Quest, this is Levin, in Chapter 1 of the Equation Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Levin ran the oldest bakery in a hill town for 16 years, and the thing she understood better than anyone was rising. Bread rises because of Levin, a small, patient living thing worked into the dough that feeds and grows and puffs the whole loaf up. Levin the baker was named for it, and she treated the rising with great respect. She knew that you could not hurry it and you could not skip it. You mix the dough, you let it rise, you folded it down, and you let it rise again. And here was the thing that fascinated her most. Each rise did not add. Each rise multiplied. A first rise doubled the dough. Folded down and risen again, it doubled the doubled, four times the first size, not three. A third rise doubled that, eight times, not four. Levin had watched it 1,000 times, and it still surprised her a little how fast a small, quiet dough could grow when the growth kept building on itself. Two rises was not twice risen in the way two apples is twice one apple. Two rises was doubled and doubled again. It doesn't stack up, it builds up, she would say, pressing a fingertip into a swelling loaf. Each rise takes all of what came before and doubles it. That's why a little leaven fills a whole loaf.
One dawn, a girl named Pell, who swept the bakery floor, asked Levin why she did not simply make the dough big to begin with, instead of all this waiting and folding. "Because rising isn't adding," said Levin. "Watch." She held up a small round of dough. "One handful. Let it rise. Now it's two handfuls. Fold. Rise again. Not three handfuls. Four. It doubled the two. Rise once more. Not five, eight. Every rise takes everything there is and doubles it." Pell counted on her fingers, then stopped, startled. "So three rises isn't three times bigger," she said. "It's doubled, then doubled, then doubled. It's way more than three."
"Way more than three," Levin agreed warmly. "That's the secret of Levin. Small, patient, and it multiplies." That night, she wrote on the flour-dusted slate by the oven, "Each rise doubles all of it. Three rises, two, then four, then eight. Not two, four, six."
After that, Pell and Levin saw building on itself growth everywhere, in a rumor that doubled each time it was told, in lily tads that covered twice as much pond each day, in a single coin that grew when its growth was left to grow in turn. A year later, the Equation Quest Academy, which wanted someone who could keep children from muddling multiplying a few times with adding a few times, heard of a baker who knew that rising builds on itself. The academy master wrote to her. Levin, who had risen enough dough for one lifetime, left it to her apprentice and accepted.
The board, Levin found, was a bakery with the loaves rubbed out and small raised numbers written in their place. She wrote on the board, 2 to the 3. "This little raised 3, she said, tapping it, "is not part of a sum. It is a number of rises. It says, take the 2 and multiply it by itself 3 times over." She wrote it out long. 2 to the 3 equals 2 times 2 times 2. Rise 1, 2. Rise 2, 2 times 2 equals 4. Rise 3, 4 times 2 equals 8. The answer is 8. "But 2 threes is only 6, said a boy, wary. "That is exactly the trap," said Levin, pleased he had walked into it out loud. 2 times 3 equals 6. That is 3 lots of 2 added. But 2 to the 3 equals 8. That is 2 doubled and doubled, multiplied on itself, adding stacks. Multiplying builds. The little raised number always means build, not stack. The children wrote, 2 to the 3 equals 2 times 2 times 2 equals 8, and underneath warned themselves, not 6.
She still bakes for the academy on feast days, and the whole hall knows when Levin's loaves are rising because the smell reaches every classroom. She tells the children that exponents are not a cruel new kind of times table. They are only rising, the same patient, surprising growth that fills a loaf from a fingertip of leaven. The little raised number counts the rises, and each rise builds on everything before it, which is why exponents grow so fast. "It isn't hard," she says. "It's just rising. The little number counts how many times you multiply it by itself. Build, don't stack." When the hall empties, Levin wipes the flour from her hands and feels the warm, rising gladness of a person who has spent her life coaxing small things patiently into something far greater than they began. It is the gladness of the first good smell at dawn, and 16 years of ovens have not dimmed it at all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Levin. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.